The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christine Matthews. Thank you for joining us. We're happy you're here, and we're happy we're here.
We're all still here. You and I are still going, Christy.
Yeah, that's right. We have been recording these episodes remotely for 3 years. So we are...
That's nothing different.
Yeah, that's nothing different. We're used to seeing each other, no makeup, sweats on, you know, whatever corner of the house we can get into that's quiet. It's just the norm now. So welcome to our
world, everybody.
Podcasting world.
This is how Christy and I have been doing the friendship thing for quite a while now. Quite a while, working remotely together.
Yes, and lately, as we're recording this at the end of March 2020, in the midst of quarantining and social distancing, lately the Skype or Zoom video calls, FaceTime with girlfriends and family members has become the norm, and it's like really helping to keep me sane, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been doing it and we're used to it, but I was never the kind of person that called my, like, out-of-town friends that I have and, you know, was like, we should look at each other tonight while we talk.
Yeah.
But now I'm doing that, and I think it helps a lot.
Yeah, because humans are a social species. Like, this is really... You know, it's hard for everybody, and having that visual and seeing each other is... It's awesome. And it should happen more often. You know,
yeah.
I used to get annoyed when people would just call you. Remember, I used to be like, oh, I can't talk right now.
Yeah, just text me.
Just text me. And I've always hated texting, but I've gotten, you know, I've adapted to it. I still screw up all the effing time. But now I'm like, I guess I can answer this call.
Yeah.
I can talk right now. So, Christy and I, this episode, Christy, is about what?
Save the dates. So we're taking a deep dive into STDs. That's what we're going to say. We're going to refer to them as STDs. So let's all say it together. Get it out of the way.
Oh, God. We're going to embrace the STD.
I can't wait to get your STD
in
the mail.
I can't wait to get your STD either.
I just got your STD. I'm just going to text you an RSVP now. Loved your STD.
I love your STD.
It's so cute.
It's super cute.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay. Did we get that out of our systems?
Yeah, I think it's out. That's all right. I have.
Okay. All right. We're not going to do that anymore. Well, we might. I'm not going to lie. I might go there again.
So this episode actually is one that we added into our scheduled episodes. Like, we've had, you know, the next couple months pretty scheduled out, and we have all these episodes backlogged that we've done with really great guests and these evergreen topics and, like, guests that we've circled around on social media for a while, but then finally connected with and are like, can you be on our show? Or they connected with us. So we have these great episodes coming up, but we wanted to insert this one in partially because we can tell that it's time for a learning episode, as Michelle called them at the beginning of our podcast when we first started.
A learning episode.
Yeah.
People.
Any of the ones that was like, truly, if you are a note taker, get your pencil out, because we're going to, you know, go into some to-dos here or really break down one topic. And we started to think, are save the dates enough for a full episode? And then we looked at our awesome Facebook community group that is keeping our fingers on the pulse, as it were, of what people are dealing with right now. And the idea of rescheduling weddings has thrown save the dates and communication with your guests into a whole another realm. So this episode will be, we'll break down some rules and, you know, ideas and advice about save the dates in general. And then we will also go into detail and answer all of your questions about change the dates or resave the dates in this case for all of you that are in the middle of that process with rescheduling your weddings because of the coronavirus or, you know, looking at changing your wedding altogether. So what happens to the save the dates? What if you already sent them? What if you just got your giant stack of save the dates in the mail and you're about to send them out, but you don't know if you're going to still have your, you know, all the questions. So this is kind of like a you ask, we answer save the date edition.
Yeah, we haven't gone over these in detail before. And it's weird. You would think it's a very simple, like, well, you just send out the friggin' date and, you know, tell them to hold it. But inevitably, what you think is a simple task, all of you are probably now learning in your wedding planning experience. It's actually broken down to several steps and many questions and pending answers. And that is why we wedding planners are in business.
Making the big bucks.
I just worked on a transportation schedule for my clients, and it literally took me probably 4 days. And it's
I hate transportation schedules.
I know. And we know we owe that episode, you guys, and we're working on it. Okay. We're working on it. It's just, I mean, it's just still like, we'll talk about that another time, but I just sent a list of 3 questions to my clients for missing pieces. And those 3 questions turned into 2 more questions per question for me. And now it's like, it's like that domino effect. So with regard to save the dates, it's not quite as complicated as transportation schedule. Actually, it's nowhere near as complicated. But there are always those questions like, do you even have to send save the dates? Like, can I not send them? Is this something I have to do? I know I have to do invitations. But what's the save the date thing? Like, really? Do I need to do this? And the answer is, you know, no, you don't always need to do it. When you're having a super small wedding and you can pretty much call or email everyone personally, or, you know, especially when your wedding is like less than 4 months away, you really shouldn't take the time to print and do all that. I mean, you should probably just actively make a text or an email or a phone call, your save the date. And to that end, you know, it could be announcing your engagement too, like if you're doing all this pretty quick, right? I feel like when you need to send them is when you're having a destination wedding, right? Like you might want to say, save this date, you know, it's a year away and we're going to be traveling somewhere. Or maybe everybody who you're inviting knows that you just moved, you know, to the East Coast from the West Coast. And maybe your save the date says, plan on coming out to the East Coast on, you know, April 27th. Save the date, you know, to kind of warn them that it's going to be a destination wedding for them, right? Another time you need to send it?
What would be, let's say, in wedding planner school, when we were learning how to do this and we were just told what the blanket rule is, the classic etiquette, the most like typical advice is send out, save the dates to all the guests you're going to invite as soon as you pick your date would be the like base. And it just says, save the date for Mary and Chris.
Yeah.
And maybe the town where it is and very little other information.
No other information other than if you have a wedding website already, you can throw that on there. But as soon as you know your guest list and your date, you send your save the date. And you have to make sure that date is set in stone. I mean, obviously COVID virus aside from things, you know, you have April 27th and you know that your favorite venue is available and you just signed the contract. So we know it's actually happening on this date.
Mm-hmm. And ideally you can send your save the dates again in an ideal, most typical advice between 12 and 6 months ahead of the wedding. And then you send your actual invitations 10 weeks out.
8 to 10 weeks.
Yes, 8 to 10 weeks. If you do an A list and a B list and you're waiting to see if you can invite all your second cousins on your dad's side, because you need to see if all your first cousins say that they can't come. Do not send your save the dates to the B list.
Oh yes. Let's repeat that.
Yeah.
Because if you have a B list, do not send your save the dates to your B list. You only send the save the dates to your A list.
If someone gets a save the date, they get an invitation. That's the deal. Unless you send a save the date, to a family, and then without prompting, because a save the date does not require an RSVP, but without prompting, your aunt texts you and says, that's the same day that our son graduates. None of us can come to your wedding. Then you might be like, great, none of them can come. So I can send this save the date to somebody else because it's early enough. Mm. But usually that happens later, to where your B list people get invitations, not save the dates, because you've figured out that they're getting an invitation later in the game.
Yeah.
Save the dates are just a nice touch. They are not necessary if, you know, other than a destination wedding. You don't have to do these. But if you do, the idea is you're giving people enough time to literally save the date for you and maybe schedule their vacation time around it, or know that they're going to have to, you know, ask for that time off or get an airplane ticket potentially so they can start saving money. So it really is just it's a precursor to the invitation. It is not a necessary element of your wedding planning.
And also another good idea is, if you're having your wedding on an, like, it's not a Saturday, you know, if it's going to be a Sunday or a Friday or even a weekday, did you hear the puppy? You're going to want to send save the dates too, and put in, you know, make sure it says Thursday, January 4th, you know, so they know it's a Thursday. They're going to have to take some time off work.
That's a really good idea if you're having a weekday wedding, to add the actual day of the week to the print that you put on your save the date, rather than just, people would just assume. I think I would almost assume if I got a save the date for something 8 months in the future, I would assume it was on a weekend. So it would help. I'd be like, oh, it's a Friday, so we're going to have to fly out there Thursday or whatever if you're traveling.
Yes. And can I just interrupt and say, when all of these episodes that we're recording, everybody, during this shelter in place, you're just going to hear people in our family. You're going to hear doors open and close.
You're going to hear puppies barking.
Oh my gosh. You're going to hear a phone ring. You're going to hear us telling our kids to get out, or our husbands texting us because whatever. We'll try to edit out as much as we can, but it's not always going to happen. This is life as it is right now, y'all. Okay, let's go on.
But I am loving. When I need a pick-me-up, I am loving looking at all the videos. I don't know where they're getting posted. HuffPost, you know, BuzzFeed, whatever posts funny lists like that of these sort of FaceTimes with somebody in the background. Like, one has this, like, kid behind the mom, and he's in, like, a Spider-Man outfit, and he's, like, perched on the dining room table. But the way that the picture is shot, because she's trying to do, like, a video call, he actually looks really terrifying. Like, there's this, like, gargoyle behind her, and she's like, cool, I get to work with my 4-year-old in full regalia behind
this
me.
Is so or crazy.
The ones where the husband walks behind the video in his underwear.
That's which Lance has done before with you and I recording.
Yeah. Because you're just like, Christy has her computer open. I need to get from here to there. So I'm just going to walk, and you don't think like Michelle. And I'm loving those. It gives me a little bit of levity in these dark, you know, sometimes anxiety riddled times. Okay. So yes, that's back to, those are the basics for the general save the date rules. Destination, I think save the dates are more necessary. And if you have a wedding website early enough, here's a note. You might have gotten your little URL from Zola, or, you know, done your Square wedding website, and you don't have any information on it yet, but you know it says Christy and Michelle 2021. Do you still print that on your save the dates if you have no info there? And the answer is yes, because that info is pending. Your wedding website, you can update that. You can just throw some hotel recommendations on it and the address of your venue. Yeah, but don't feel like you can't share your wedding website until it's like perfectly complete. it's just a bookmark. It's like your guests will, they're going to put your save the date on their fridge or in their junk drawer or whatever. And then when they go back to it and they're like, oh yeah, we have that wedding we have to go to, they see your wedding website and then they're going to go to it. Even if your wedding website says updated information coming soon or TBD on transportation, check back later.
Yeah.
Like that's okay. I think it's pivotal in these times. And we as wedding planners are big fans of the wedding website. Mm-hmm. So if you have one, throw that website on your save the dates, even if you haven't exactly put it together yet, because you will, and that'll give you a little push to put it together.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. So we've gone over, you know, do you have to send them? When do you send them? Right? Do we specify when to send them?
With when, we said yes, any as soon as you get the date.
As scenarios.
The scenarios, yes. 12 to like 6 months out, a save the date is great. If you're planning your wedding for whatever reason, because of the pandemic or not, but if you're planning on a short timeline, which we did a whole episode about this, plan your wedding in 90 days. Some couples just don't want to spend a whole year doing this shit. So they say like, we'll have a big traditional wedding, but we're going to do it in this amount of time. You can just send invitations. You don't have to send out save the dates if your wedding is in 3 months, because you're going to send out a save the date and then you're going to turn around and send out your invitations. So if you're doing that, it's okay to err on sending your invitations a little bit on the early side. And also, I think if you have a small wedding, like a micro wedding, or if you're inviting less than 50 guests and you basically have all of their phone numbers in your phone or your partner's phone, and you're doing it in 3 to 4 or 5 months, I think it's okay just to send a text. Don't feel like you have to order save the date. Send a mass text or a mass email that just says, we've decided it's going to be May 20th, and that's in 4 months, you know, you'll get your invitation soon. Just wanted to let you know.
Do you ever feel like save the dates, especially when they're like a year out? Like a lot of people don't do engagement announcements anymore. And we've talked about announcements on the show, but I don't know. I feel like if it were me all over again, like I didn't even do this the first time. I didn't send out announcements, you know? But I feel, and most people know through social media if you're engaged or whatever it is, but sometimes these save the dates are almost like serving as your announcements. Like, oh, shit, I didn't know Christy and Michelle got engaged. Awesome.
Or your invitations are doing that. In my case, because it was a shotgun wedding and it was a big surprise to everyone. I definitely had first cousins, and this was a while ago, pre-crazy social media, but I had people that didn't live around us that were like, what? You're getting married and you're pregnant and it's all happening in 3 months. So the invitations that we very hastily put together, and I'm talking like from my own computer, I did these, they were sort of the announcement, the save the date and the invitation and the announcement that I was pregnant all rolled into one.
Yeah.
So like any information that you send your guests, you can tell them as much as you want to, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I think the days of like official engagements are kind of, no one really does that. But I've definitely gotten some save the dates.
Well, I'm sure in some states where, you know, very big traditional weddings are happening, you know, it depends on the people. But yes, okay. All right, so you canvassed our Facebook page, Christy, for this? Our Facebook community, sorry.
Yes, and so we have some questions, but I tried to organize them so that we'll do some questions specifically about coronavirus and re-save the dates planning here, because we haven't talked about that caveat yet with you've already sent your save the dates, you changed your date, you're moving things around. And then I also have some questions that are more general evergreen save the date that we haven't talked about yet that we'll wrap this episode up with. So you'll get your corona info and you'll get general info as well. So we'll just go through the list of questions that we got, starting with some of our listeners that are in the middle of corona pandemic wedding planning right now.
Oh, man, this is an interesting one. So this one says, do you need to send, quote, re-save the dates, end quote, for coronavirus, this says brides, or couples who postponed? Or is it just an invite 12 weeks out? Okay. It's hurting my wallet to think of buying brand new STDs and brand new invites.
I would not spend money on brand new STDs.
Uh-uh.
And if no. If you've been listening to our podcast for a while or you're a type A person, you have a spreadsheet on your computer with every guest's name, address, and email. I would just send an email. The fastest way you can get information, people, to say, here's a new date, invitation's coming soon.
Yeah. So this is interesting because literally just before I started recording with you, I got off the phone with one of my brides. You guys, this is the wedding that's happening on May 30th or not happening. And all the while we've been saying, let's keep going, let's keep going, let's keep going. Her invitations just arrived. She used Zola and she got a really good discount with our code, which was awesome. So she didn't break the bank on these invitations. But she called me and she's like, because I asked for their plan B dates. You know, I just got those yesterday. And she's like, well, I think, like, do I send these out? And I was like, let's have a conference call this afternoon with your mom and your fiance. Let's talk about this. Because they're having it at a private club, which I haven't even been in contact with because her father's a member of this club. And it's kind of like a very... you know, members only kind of a thing. So we're going to have a conference call this afternoon. I'm not sure if we're going to reorder invitations or not because she hasn't even sent them out. They weren't that expensive. It is kind of a waste. But at this point, if we're going to make the decision to change the date and we just got her invitation, like she literally just got them yesterday, then we might opt to order new ones or put an insert in. I'm not sure. I'm going to talk to them about this. So I'll keep everybody updated on that. But I'm literally facing this right now. It's a very specific situation. Usually I've been saying online, send your invitations. Yeah. But this wedding is happening in May. And, you know, we just got the invitations today. And they weren't that great. My other client is having like custom invitations made. Claire from White Ink Calligraphy is doing them. And so, wedding's not until June. And we've got an insert. We put an insert in there. So this is very...
A preemptive insert? Like,
oh, yeah.
I put circle back or
yep. We're adding tuned. An insert. And it's saying, we never know what can happen these days. Like literally it says it. Here's our wedding website.
That's a really safe compromise between like it may be this date or you may be getting new information.
Yeah. So check our website. You never know what can happen these days.
And that means people get to see your beautiful, thoughtful, you know, design savvy invitations that you spent time and money on. And they also are aware that the date might get changed and they're not going to get another beautiful design savvy invitation that you've spent a lot of time and money on.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah. And that wedding, like I said, it's in June. And we're getting the invitations. And
so you'll
this
put
wedding,
that
however,
out as an option when you talk to this May bride today, you'll throw that in.
I am going to put it out as an option, but I honestly feel like these are a different type of invitation. They're very inexpensive on Zola. The family is not in dire needs. Like, luckily, financially, they're doing well. So,
but she's in the position where she can't order new ones because they don't have a second date planned
right.
yet.
So that's why we're having this conference call today, because we're going to decide which of those three dates let's present these three dates to your venue, find out which one works best, and, you know, realistically, which one do you guys want to go with? If all three dates work, should we go with the later date? And then redo the invitations. I'm hoping still May 30th will work, or maybe we send, I don't know, guys, I'm going to keep you posted. Maybe we send out two invitations, plan A, plan B. Why the hell not? Is that going to confuse people?
I think it
probably.
I think it will confuse people. I think my planning would be put an insert in, like you said, or send your invitations as planned. And if you make the call to reschedule or cancel after you've sent your invitations, then you contact your guests a different way and say, I know you all got my invitations. Now we're changing it. Here's the new date. All other info is the same, maybe. If it's the same venue and it's the same registry and it's the same numbered RSVP and all the things are on the invitation.
I just feel now, like I've said this before and I said this on my IGTV, you guys, like things are changing on a daily basis. Things are changing on a weekly basis with this client specifically, with the factors. I know her parents are quite old. Her father has a pre-existing condition. The bride does too. And so with this couple specifically that they just got their invitations yesterday, we haven't sent them out. Mom is actually still finishing off the guest list, to be honest, like the addresses and everything. I'm pretty sure we're going to end up printing out new invitations.
Yeah. You're in a city too that is taking the choice out of people's hands, right? You know, logically and rightfully in our opinion. But so when you say like it really is day to day, that's because you're waiting for your city officials to say, okay, 50 or more people can gather. But for now, it's literally against the rules for that to happen.
And we just got an email. I'm sorry. We'll circle back here, guys, but this is all very relevant to you right now. We just got an email from the superintendent for the school saying, okay, we are officially pushing the back to school date to May 1st now. Like, we just got that yesterday. And before it was like, we're going to go back to school after the spring break, April 7th. Now it's May 1st. So that's not May 30th. My wedding is May 30th. May 30th, things might be like, okay, we got this thing under control. Go ahead and have these weddings. It's at your own discretion. But we don't know that. So anyway.
I can't see how a gathering, an elective gathering is going to be okay by that time. But that's, again, we're all in this just waiting to find out.
Hey, everybody. Noemi. Noemi is back as a sponsor of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. These are those beautiful rings that Christy and I have that are matchy-matchy.
Our friend rings. We both have the petite eternity bands from Noemi. We love them. Michelle wears hers on different fingers. I stack mine all. Noelle, my other best friend. I stack mine all on my finger with my wedding bands. I love how they look. We love Noemi. The quality was great. The experience of ordering was great. And we're so stoked that there are sponsors.
You guys, usually you have to like, quote, know a guy to get this kind of deal. But at Noemi, everybody gets the friends and family treatment.
That's right. And there's awesome features like full refunds and returns for any orders. So keep that in mind. If you are looking to surprise that special someone or even yourself while still practicing safe and smart social distancing right now, now is the time for Noemi. Since shipping is free both ways and they deliver straight to your door, you'll be able to avoid the crowds. This is a quality fine jewelry made to last a lifetime from a luxury brand you can trust. They have thousands of five-star reviews online. We suggest you read some and see why people are raving about this company.
Despite their already amazing value, they are offering $50 off your first purchase to our listeners, because we can all use a little good news right now. So listen, this is important, you guys. This is important. If you're going to go and buy this, use our code, use this link, hellonoemi.com/bigwedding2020 to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code BIGWEDDING2020. That is HELLONOEMIE.com/BIGWEDDING2020. Don't forget to use the promo code BIGWEDDING2020 for $50 off your first purchase. That way they know we sent you and they'll keep on sponsoring the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Thank you, Noemi.
Thank you. Do remember, as you're planning your wedding and as we're all doing, like, we've had to very much consider what is, quote, essential in this world. What are the essential groceries you need? What are the essential jobs? And every time one of these city or county or state mandates comes down, people in different industries, like the construction industry or the, medical industry, people are looking to see like, are we considered essential? And wedding vendors, even people trying to get married and get their marriage license, are finding weddings are not considered essential. That's mm-hmm. what we're being told in mm-hmm. various ways. Not even just the two of you and a judge. They're in a lot of places, they're withholding even giving marriage licenses right now. So it is very much a non-essential, even though if you're listening to our podcast, it feels like probably the most essential thing because you've been wrapped up in this and it's a time of your life that is very specific. And yeah, just to be told like, oh, we're going to pull the rug out from under the whole thing for a while and you have no idea how long it's going to be is a very tricky situation. So everybody be patient with each other and with your vendors and with your decisions here. Like Michelle is dealing with, sometimes you just can't make a decision until you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Like with this May client.
Yeah. Another question you pulled from the Facebook group, is it insensitive to send STDs in the middle of a global pandemic because hashtag first world problems? I don't think it's insensitive. Do you?
And she's talking about for her like late or her fall wedding that they were planning on saving the dates now, and they're still moving forward with that as planned. I don't think it's insensitive either. No. In fact, some other people answered on the thread. It's a nice little piece of like optimism and hope and normalcy to get in your mailbox.
Yeah.
That like life is going on and that we're planning for the future. We're not just like throwing it all away and that love is, you know, all around us and all the things. So I think it's a nice, don't not send them because you think, oh, people have bigger things to deal with right now than trying to save our date. It doesn't affect anybody's life.
In our lives, people. I used to get so irritated at all the frigging the paper sales stuff I would get in the mail all the time. And now I see it come through the the mail slot. And I'm like, oh, look, people are still in business. And like, you know, like maybe I will go to Burger King this week.
Yeah.
Get a Whopper.
You could try
or
that.
Or have it delivered.
That non-meat burger that they have.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Another one here says, we plan on taking our photos this weekend and sending them on April 10th. For an October 17th wedding, but the world is on fire. So how late can we push them? Is this person talking about photos for a save the date card? Is that, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I think like engagement photos. And then you use those for the.
I think you should push them. Just take the photos yourselves. I don't know if you were going to go with a photographer, if that's allowed, social distance. Well, I guess you can social distance taking photos, right? You go outside.
Yeah. It'd be if your photographer feels comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
I think
staying 6 feet away, at least when you're taking photos of somebody, they're actually oftentimes farther than that.
Mm-hmm. There's no need to cancel things unless there's a need to cancel them. That's like, if you don't have to cancel or push it, don't do it. Have some fun. You're taking your engagement photos in the middle of a insane time for this world. So, you know, add a little lightness to your day or make... Play into it a little bit. I don't know.
I like this. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just reading ahead.
Yes.
Can you also touch on, quote, change the dates? I like that term. Change the dates. Send out your CTDs. And if it's tacky to add a new RSVP in it, I don't want to go full-blown invitation again. People will just have to use our website for the details. Yes. No. Let's see.
So
change the dates.
They've already sent their save the dates and they've already sent their invitations. And now
it's a change the date.
It's a change the date. So
that's cute. Yes. I like change the dates.
Send a change the date and the invitation as they've already gotten it is totally fine. And totally add a new RSVP date and then add that to your wedding website too.
Well, and she's
because
saying though,
said
is it
yes,
tacky
might
to add
it
an
to
RSVP
know.
Card in there? Not to do a full blown invitation. You know, if you don't want to do a full blown invitation when you're like, outer envelope, return envelope, RSVP card. Just make your change the date one big card saying, you know, go to our wedding website to RSVP, please, if you don't want to go through all that. Yeah, do your, you guys, wedding websites, man, it's the thing. This is what, we're all going to be doing this now. It's just no more, you know, etiquette for this shit. I'm sorry. I don't give two F's about etiquette right now. Wedding website.
Get the info out, whatever works for you and your guests. And it's okay if you do that in multiple ways. No one's going to be like, she already told us. Ugh. Now we get an email from her. Like, it's fine. And the next question on this one was, she said, so we sent a STD already, and now we're going to postpone. We've printed our official invitations, but haven't sent them. Thoughts on still sending our original invitations with an X on the date and a big old TBD.
Oh, well, there's an idea for my clients I was just talking about.
I'm a fan of that. I think it is very timely. Everyone that gets that is going to be like, oh, I see what they did there. Like, this is a beautiful invitation. Put a post-it note on it or an X in Sharpie if you have to. Because there's slight, I mean, I'm not trying to make light of things, but to have a sense of humor about this, like, if I received that invitation, my first thought would be like, good for her sending this as is and just like throwing, you know, all this stuff to the wind and being like, well, it's not this date anymore. TBD, we'll let you know. Do what you need to do is what we're fans of right now.
Yeah. Okay.
And is it the rest of these are more evergreen questions.
Yeah,
not
it's not
so
all
much,
about Corona people. Yeah.
Starting now, we're back to general save the dates.
Normal life. Is it ever okay to send STDs to some but not all of your guests, as in the people you really want there who would need to travel, but not to the ones you're hoping will say no? Christy,
so,
you answered this.
Well, what I thought about is that there's, you know, that rule, like, there's a Venn diagram. We have mentioned at the beginning of this, if you send somebody a save the date, you have to send them an invitation. That's the rule. If you don't send somebody a save the date, you can still send them an invitation. So they're not mutually exclusive. The times that I've gotten an invitation but not a save the date personally are when it's like one of my husband's employees. He's a regional manager of a restaurant, so he has a lot of employees where he is their boss. And we will get maybe half dozen wedding invitations a year from his employees that are getting married. And I don't think they really want us to come. I don't think they really want their boss there. They're doing it to be polite and to include him, because he's probably said, congratulations, you're getting married. But we rarely get save the dates for those. We just get the invitation when it's like happening in 4 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. And I think it's what this listener was asking. Like, you're inviting them, but you're kind of hoping they won't come. So you don't give them an opportunity to save the date. So it's really up to you. The answer is yes. It is okay to send a save the date to some, but not all. I would just, because I'm a paranoid people pleaser, I would keep track of who you sent the save the dates to and who you didn't.
Yeah, we've said that before. Well, okay, that's a good point, Christy. So on your guest list spreadsheet, which you should have, I would put a column there for your save the dates and like a check mark, like that you sent it or you didn't. That's that. And just to keep track of it, you know, you want to know that you've done all this. And don't forget on the invitations, when you do send those invitations out, to number the back of the invitations and number the back of the RSVP card and then number the guest on your spreadsheet. People, because we've talked about that before. It's a little tip or life hack, because a lot of people forget to put their names on their RSVP card, and you're like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah. they said they can come, and they're
excited.
Vegan
and gluten-free and, you know, asked for filet mignon. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, it's Christy and Michelle, because Michelle's, I get it. Okay, Christy eats meat. All right. You know, whatever.
And it's also good to keep track of who you send the save the dates to, because one of these other listeners said, I mailed my save the dates for November back in February, and a couple of my guests said they never received them. And I know some other guests did receive theirs, as they've messaged me to say, oh, I'm so excited I got your save the date. Consider it saved. So if you keep track of who you send them to, you should especially do that if you're not sending them to everybody. But even if you are, just keep track. Yes, check mark. I sent save the dates to all these people so that when you're talking about it with your best group of girlfriends and you're like, you guys, and then we're going to do this and this. And one of them is like, wait a minute, what date did you guys decide on? And you're like, Carol, I sent you a save the date. And Carol's like, I didn't get it, bitch. And you're like, oh shit, let me go check my spreadsheet. And then you see like, yeah, you sent it to her, but you know, stuff happens and mail doesn't always get where it's supposed to be. So it's nice to know you did send it. And so you can resend it, or you can just be like, I don't know, it must've gotten lost in the mail, but you know, the invitation is coming soon. It's always nice to just keep track of things if at all possible.
This one asking, can we put extra information on there, the save the date? Can we put extra information on there and not use our website, or would it look too busy? For example, since we have a lot of out-of-state guests, we'd like to mention that it's a kids-free wedding and want the STDs to state that so they have time to find childcare. Or should we just put that information on the website and hope they figure it out?
I think if they're really worried about it, like if it's a bunch of families with kids and you're like, I do not want to hear from all my cousins individually asking me, but is it okay if I bring my kid? Mm-hmm. Then the clearest, most black and white, cut and dry way to do it is to put something on the save the date. We look forward to celebrating with you at this adults only event, something, if you are going to lose sleep over it. Generally, yeah. I think that kind of information would be what the website is for, but not everybody's, you know, going to go to the website. And if you know that some of your friends or relatives might claim ignorance, you know, like, well, I didn't know. Well, I didn't know. And it's like, yes, you did. It was on the website. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a specific case. So etiquette says, and again, I said F etiquette a few moments ago, etiquette says you're not supposed to put things like that on your invitation, or even, I guess, save the dates. But I personally, I'm a communicator, okay? I feel like I need to reframe it again, oftentimes with people. Like, it's just, there's so much information in this world right now. And people with kids, especially if they're young kids, don't know whether they're coming or going. They just throw something on the calendar and say, you know, book the travel, honey. Mm-hmm. And I would, because in your case, a lot of people have kids that you're inviting and you don't want kids, I'd put a little asterisk or put it on the back or mm-hmm. something like that, says, we love your kids, but this is a kid-free wedding. We want to make sure you can plan accordingly. And I would also put it on the website. And mm-hmm. I might even go as far as put it on the damn invitation when you send out the invitations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You do you. Don't be annoying. Don't be rude. Like, make it very, very, very simple text, whatever it is.
But if it's in writing, you have a paper trail. You can be like, listen, I did put it on the save the date, so I'm really sorry, but it was on the save the date. And on the, you know, you can back it up if it comes to that, and hopefully it won't.
Yeah.
But as we've talked about before, the no kid wedding is a slippery slope for a lot of people, because it turns out to be, okay, some kids, or just my sister's kids, or our kids, but not your kid, you know. So that, yes, it's sticky. It's almost always a sticky situation with the no kids wedding. So if you want to put it on your save the date, by all means, do that. Give people even more time to wrap their brains around it and give you shit about it so that you can get that out of the way, because nobody has time for that.
Yeah. You want to read the next one?
Well, we've answered the next one about what you should put.
You know, this is interesting, because I feel this is one of those instances where you and I feel like it's really obvious, but perhaps the people doing this don't. Over this again.
So it says, when you save the send the dates, do you put an actual link to your wedding website? And then what info would you have on your wedding website? Like, I just have photos and travel info. Should I also include an FAQ? Is it worth including wedding weekend events if times aren't exactly set in stone yet? So we include the wedding website as every letter that they have to put in, since you can't click on a save the date, a physical save the date.
https://zola.com, Christy and Michelle, yes. Blah, 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 blah.
And yeah. Again, if you only have very basic info, like the date, the location, and, you know, that it's going to, telling people it's going to be outside, let's say those things, throw that up on the homepage. And then as you go, or the, as soon as you can get around to it, put more information on the wedding website. And frequently asked questions is great. It's kind of cute right now that that's on all the wedding websites, but that can also be just on that main page. And then, is it worth including wedding weekend events if times aren't set in stone? Totally. Just put TBD Friday night meet and greet, something, you know, or we are going to want to see everybody the day after the wedding, and we're still figuring that out. So check back later. Just
think
be
of this as
honest.
Launching a new business, right? You're ready to start advertising. You want people to know the business is out there, but you don't have everything set up. You put out what we call a splash page, right? You have a website. Okay, this is definitely a business, and this is their information, and here's all they, you know, all we have of it so far. So if a lot of your stuff still says coming soon, fine.
Yeah.
But let them know that that website is live. Put photos of yourself. Put FAQs. Weekend events coming soon, you know. Mm-hmm.
And be accountable. Let that, you know, help to spur you forward a little bit. If you and your partner are procrastinating on the wedding website and you have a bunch of coming soons on there, be like, you know, we've said coming soon. It's been up out there for 5 months. We should probably put something up there so that people know who are checking our website know we are still working on it. It's not a project that we've just forgotten and we're not actually going to update it at all. Like, it doesn't have to have all the info, but, you know, a good goal is by 3 months out, your wedding website's pretty informative. That's a good goal so that people can start making plans and you can start moving on plans.
Last one. I'm still creating my save the dates, but I'm not sure what would be the best option. I like the idea of a video invitation for my modern savvy friends and family, and paper invitations for grandparents, parents, and older folks. Should I just do one method because I may be sending too much time, maybe spending too much time thinking about this? Or is mixing it up worth it? Is mixing it up something common and doable? This is interesting.
I think she meant save the dates instead of invitations, yeah? Like paper save the dates versus video save the dates.
Uh-huh. Well, she said save the dates at this top. I'm creating my save the date. Oh, but then she said invitation.
Yeah, but I think let's stick to save the dates because it was on that thread. So yeah. I have seen a couple of videos save the dates, and I think they're adorable. And if you're a person who knows how to do that and put together like a iVideo or a quick, clever video to music or something that really represents the two of you, I think that's great and unique. And it's a perfectly appropriate way to get information out. But I do think grandma might not get it.
Yeah. Grandma could get a handwritten letter. I'm sure she would love that.
Postcard size.
Oh, postcards are super cute. If it's just a handful, 10 or less of the older folks that you feel like you want to keep it more traditional for them, I think that's fine. And if video is what you want to do, I think it's awesome. And I'm just going to go as far as saying, shit, that might be a better option for these times right now. The video as opposed to paper, people. I mean, I'm loving that. You've just planted a seed in my brain for sure. So yes, the answer to your question, as far as I'm concerned, is I think it's fine to do both. I think it's fine to send out paper to the people who you feel would most appreciate that. And if, as long as it's not too many, you know, if you're doing 50 paper and 50 video, that's too, yeah. But if it's a handful or maybe 10 or less, go for it.
Or yeah, or whatever you have the bandwidth for. And if a video thing is just you're emailing people and then you also have postcards, you could do both to everyone.
I mean, you could send that via text too. You know what I mean? If you created a short little MP4, like when we record on Zoom, we're recording video. you know, with us sitting there and we can send that video, we can compress it. It's really not that hard to do with your phone. Record yourselves on your phone, you know, put a cute little filter on it or whatever. I love that. I love it.
I do too. And that is also pretty good advice for all of you Corona couples in the midst of maybe changing things up, that you shoot a little selfie video of you and your partner being like, hey, everyone,
turns out
we're not gonna have a wedding at the end of May, like we have already told you. And so we're sending this out. We hope you can join us New Year's Eve 2020. We'll send you more information soon. Love you. Bye. You know, you could do that if you're changing or asking people to resave the dates if you have to reschedule stuff with what's going on right now. It might be a nice way to get your faces out there for all your loved ones to see that your spirits are high. You're still getting married, even though you've spent 24 hours a day in the same apartment for the last 3 weeks. And it's a good way to get the info out.
You might as well do it before the next 3 weeks and you kill each other, you know?
Yeah. You could be like, hey, it's Michelle and Christy. We still love each other and we're going to get married now on New Year's Eve. So we'll send you more info soon. Okay. I'm going to go put some pants on. See, look, I just did it for you.
Oh, that's nice. All right. I think we covered everything having to do with your STDs.
If you have STD questions, please email us. If
Call
we didn't
your local
cover,
clinic.
If we didn't cover everything. And you know what? If any of you listening do a video, anything, a change the date, a CTD, a TBD, STD, OTP, you know, whatever. If you do anything in video, we are in our houses. We have a lot of time on our hands. We would love to see
your videos. Yeah, email them to us.
Yeah,
the big email wedding planning podcast at gmail.com. I want to see that shit.
And let us know if we can share it, or if you have any
Please.
Great solutions to these issues that we've talked about, or creative solutions, shoot them our way. We would love to share them with everybody.
We'll
and also
share
just
them with everyone. Yeah.
Hear how you're all doing. We have heard from a lot of you. And again, thank you to the Facebook group for always coming in hot when I put out a pitch. Like, please let us know your questions. It is invaluable for us to use this info on our outline because we know we're answering your actual questions. So if you're listening and you are not part of our Facebook community group, please head over there and join, because it's a really great meeting of the minds. It's a really great hive mind for all of our listeners and for us too. So we'd love to see you there. And on that note, I guess I can do our full outro. Yes. Any final thoughts, Michelle?
I'm hungry. I have to eat something.
Okay, great.
That's my final thought. I'm hungry. And I hope you all are having a lovely day. I don't know. Will we use that? That was stupid. I have no more final thoughts.
Okay, I'm going to ask that every episode we do now, because I think it's valuable information for everyone. Please.
I need to use the restroom. Okay,
please subscribe. I'm like, final thoughts. And Michelle's like, well, state of the world. We're running our dishwasher a lot more than normal. Yeah, just like, what's on your mind? Okay, please subscribe on iTunes, rate and review us. We are noticing an uptick in numbers right now, maybe because people are catching up on all their podcasts as they sit in their homes and stare at each other. So we appreciate that, and we would appreciate reviews. It matters so much for us to be at the top of that list and that game over there. On Instagram, we are at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, forging ahead with posts every single day. And the happier and more joyful and bright the post, the better. In my opinion, I'm the one who's posting those pictures. So we love to see you there too. We use hashtag plan that wedding. And if you have had a wedding and would like us to share your photos, we would love to. Just send them to us and include the photographer as well, so we can credit them. And the best way to get in touch with us is email thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to support us on Patreon, that would be awesome. Patreon.com/thebigweddingplanningpodcast. $5 or $10 a month goes a really long way. In fact, it is what keeps us in in business here with the podcast and the few expenses that we have every month, we are able to stay on top of because of all you supportive, generous listeners. So thank you a million times for all of our patrons. And please join us there for bonus episodes and direct from Christy and Michelle newsletters as well through Patreon.
Your newsletter was freaking amazing this month, by the way. I just want to say that. Like, I read it and I'm like, God damn it, Christy. I'm telling you. It's a good newsletter, you guys. And this is for Patreon members. Yes, we do a regular newsletter for all listeners, but this is a very special one because those of you who are financially supporting this podcast and believing in us, Christy goes above and beyond. I mean, really, you did a good job.
Thank you. I'm going to tear up a little bit.
Well, get over it. Keep going. Finish your outro.
That's it. If you want to call us and leave a message, we have a phone number. My part. And we can play your message on a You Ask, We Don't Answer. On a You Ask, We Don't Answer. On a You Ask, We May Answer If We Feel Like It episode at the end of every month. So leave us a message. The phone number is
415-723-1625. Call us. Oh my gosh. Okay, give us a everybody. Call. Happy planning. Christy, love you, show, and your newsletter.
Thank you. Bye.